We're back in session now after a little bit of a break, and I want to spend a few shiurim looking at some of the halachot associated with the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Pei Tet, Se'if Aleph, writes that the Omer has to be counted standing up, and this is how the Rambam and many other Rishonim rule as well. And I found three reasons for this din. Number one, there are a number of numerous Rishonim who explain that it's because of the Pasuk in Parshat Ra'eh, which says, Mehachel chermesh bakama tachel liskor, meaning that when the harvest has begun with the grain that's standing in the field, then you start counting the mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer. But it can also be read as bakoma tachel lispor, meaning that you should count while standing. And it's interesting that all the Rishonim paskin like this, with many of them actually quoting this drasha, even though the source is the Midrash Lekach Tov, which was authored by an early Rishon, rather than the Gemara or any of the early Midrashic works. And it's even more interesting in that this becomes the halachic model for a number of other mitzvot, which are also supposed to be done standing up, and perhaps that's the topic for another shiur. A second reason is cited by the Shibboleth HaLeket, that the Sfira is associated with the harvesting of the grain, and since harvesting is invariably done while standing, so the Sfira should also be done while standing. The Aruch HaShulchan gives a third reason, based on the Zohar in Parashat Tzaveh, that the Sfirat HaOmer is a very lofty concept, similar even to the Amidah, and thus the mitzvah has to be done standing up. Notwithstanding all this, the Rambam rules that if for whatever reason one counted sitting down, then you still fulfill the mitzvah, and this is how all the Acharonim paskin as well, though it's interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch omits to mention this. Even though we've said that at least l'chatchila one needs to stand for Sfirat HaOmer, there does seem to be one exception to the rule. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha quotes from the Ritz Geat and the Or HaChaim, who say that the minhag in shul on Motzei Shabbatot in their day was that everybody would sit down after the private Amidah to say Yoshev B'Seter and then the Kedusha, the Sidra V'Ata Kadosh, which is an aside, most people in the shuls that I've been to don't seem to sit down for those things. And then to save them the trouble of having to get up again, the Shliach Tzibur says the Bracha and counts Sfira, and everyone says Amen and listens carefully, indicating that when one is fulfilling the mitzvah through the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh, by listening to someone else say the words on your behalf, as we do with Kiddush and Havdalah, for example, then you don't need to stand up for the mitzvah. And the big question is, why the din should be any different with Shomer Ka'oneh? Why, if you're fulfilling it through Shomer Ka'oneh, don't you need to stand up? I do see suggested that maybe in the case of a tzibur, the shliach tzibur is acting on behalf of the tzibur in this regard, and the obvious nafkamina is going to be with regards to an individual who's being motzi another individual through this mechanism, but not as part of a tzibur, but I think it's sarichion. It should also be noted that the whole question of shomer ka'oneh is not so straightforward with Sfirat HaOmer. The Gemara in Masechet Menachot Daf Samach Hay Amud Bet quotes the pasuk in Parashat Emor, which says "Sfartem Lachem," that you should count for yourselves. And the question is, why does it say "Sfartem Lachem"? Why doesn't it just say "Sfartem"? And the Gemara explains "Shetei Sfirah L'Kol Echad VeEchad," that everybody needs to count for themselves. And there seems to be a machloket both in the Rishonim and the Ochronim as how to understand this idea of "Shetei Sfirah L'Kol Echad VeEchad." Is it coming to say, simply, that rather than Beit Din doing this mitzvah on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, instead it's a mitzvah incumbent on everyone, but there's no reason why any given individual or any particular tzibur can't fulfill their own personal chiv by hearing someone else count within the framework of Shomer Ka'oneh? Or is it saying that unusually for a mitzvah that is dependent on dibur, the idea of Shomer Ka'oneh doesn't work? According to the Bi'ur Halacha, the Ritz Geat and the Pri Chadash hold the first way, whereas Rashi, the Levush and the Chok Yaakov hold the second way. But I think the universal minhag is that everybody does count for themselves. Ad kan.